Hello, thank you for listening today and downloading the Grace Tabernacle podcast. We invite you to journey with us as we transform our hearts and focus our eyes to worship. Our mission statement is presenting Jesus, the revelation of grace and truth that transforms lives. It is our hope and prayer that this message will be helpful for achieving the goal of growing closer with Christ. Now let's join in fellowship with a message.
It's good to see everybody. I had an amazing day today, and when I'm closing, I will share with you some of the things that the Lord did in our lives today. 3 years ago, the Lord gave me an insight after I prayed for someone in a park. I didn't want to pray for the person, but after the third try, I knew I had no choice but to pray for the person. After I prayed for this gentleman, he started leaping for joy. He was like 35 years old, and I saw this grown man skipping like a little boy. And for me, that blew my mind. Got home, shared with my wife. She just, oh, that's good. She didn't really think much of it. But at that moment, the Lord showed me a vision, and he showed me wearing a black shirt with white letters that said, "Tap me if you need prayer." Then when I shared that with her instantly, I saw in her face that she was touched by that. And since we've started, it started with just me for the first 3 months, just wearing this shirt, people saying, "Oh, that's a nice shirt. That looks nice." But at the third month, I finally started getting people tapping me for prayer. And the first one was in a Walmart, an older lady. She tapped me. I'm thinking she's greeting me. Turned around, smiling at her. I'm saying, "Who is this lady?" And she said, "Your shirt says tap me if you need prayer. I'm tapping you." So I prayed for her, and then right there, when she was so happy, she was already in the street, but I had to grab her, but there was a car coming. She was so excited, she didn't see the car. So I prayed for her, and I saved her life at the same time. So since then, it's been over 200 people I've prayed for personally. And right now, our ministry has gone international. It's been translated in 8 different languages now, and it's growing. Like 2 months ago, my grandma passed away. And this is where prayer kicks in, folks. Prayer is communication with God, plain and simple. Prayer, we complicate it sometimes to mean something is not. But prayer is you spending time with the Lord. And what that does to you, you grow in faith, you grow in confidence, you mature in the Lord. So many things happen just by you spending time with the Lord. And he'll show you things. And as you pray for certain things, let's say you're praying for something in particular, you just keep praying, and it might sound like you're being redundant, but like the poor old widow in the Bible, that unjust judge gave her what she wanted, you know. And sometimes when we are constantly going before the Lord and presenting our plea before him, we grow in prayer, we grow in knowledge, we grow in wisdom, and he starts turning our prayer around to something that's deeper than what we thought. So that's why it's important to constantly keep praying. Now, if God tells you, stop, don't pray about this no more, just stop and let it go, because that means he's going to do something on it. But there are times that you don't know yes or no, and it's okay. You're not going to get chastised for that. God will grow you as you go along. He will show you. He will just turn your prayers around to something that's deeper than what you thought. So I began to say that 2 months ago, my grandma passed away, and I was raised by my grandma the first 3 years of my life. I was raised by her, and she was a God-fearing woman. My mom came to the Lord because of her. And when she died, she was 86 years old, and it was a medical error that happened. But the beautiful thing is that this woman had a relationship with God. Her life was completely about prayer. She would tell me, "If I'm praying for you about something and God answers you, call me, please. That's the right thing to do. You call me and let me know God answered. Like, that could stop praying." And that's the kind of woman she was. So when this happened, I was broken, because I was like, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to go to the Dominican Republic when it's like almost $1,000 to go over there for a few days? And I was saying, Lord, you know, this woman, out of all her grandkids, she always mentioned me. She was always asking for me. And I really didn't call her on a regular basis like that. But when we spoke, we always had a kick. We always had a good time. And we enjoy each other's presence. And she understood life is life. But when this happened, I knew that I had to go to the Dominican Republic. But I didn't have the resources to. So what ended up happening was I texted my brothers and sisters. And I told my wife, listen, I'm going to trust that one of them will, a few of them will at least say, hey, here's a little something, because they have always told me, if you need something, get in contact with us, and we'll do it. So what ended up happening, I texted them, and one of them responded from seven of them, one of them responded and told me, hey, I could give you 150. But after like half an hour, nobody responded, so I text back and I said, listen, guys, I appreciate you guys, trying to look out for me, but I'm just going to leave it alone. If it's God's will, it's going to happen on his own, you know? So the very next day, my brother Robinson, he texts me at 5 o'clock in the a.m., and he says to me, Miguel, I'm paying for your trip because I believe in my heart that you need to go over there. And he said, I don't want to see grandma in a casket. I want to remember her the way I saw her always happy. But I believe in my heart you need to be there. And while you're there, you just represent both of us. So I was like, okay. So the money came from there. And then my other sister with the 150 she offered, when we had to then cancel it because I had a night trip. And over there, it's dangerous in the nighttime to pick up somebody. So when they changed the flight, that 150 that my sister originally offered ended up covering the changed flight, which it ended up working out. So now I'm saying to myself, okay, Lord, I'm going to the Dominican Republic. My grandma was a woman that I loved. Everybody loved this woman. Now, there needs to be a purpose, not just me going to a burial. There has to be a purpose. Whenever God calls you to something, it's more than what we think. And we got to seek him in prayer to find out exactly what it is that God wants of us. So what I ended up praying, and the Lord put in my heart, you need to now, since you're going to Puerto Rico, because now my flight needs to go to Puerto Rico to then the Dominican Republic. So what the Lord put in my heart was, you need to plant a church in Puerto Rico with Tap Me If You Need Prayer. You need to plant that over there. And then you need to plant another church in the Dominican Republic. And I'm like, okay, here I am broke. Now I have to go and get more shirts. I'm saying, where am I going to get these shirts? Because now it's in Spanish. I have to get them in Spanish. So I ended up going to my printing guy. And I said, listen, this just happened. I would like to know. Yes, sir? What? Santo Domingo? Oh, dame un toque si necesita oración. You funny guy. So anyway, what ended up happening was I spoke to the printing guy, and he says to me, Miguel, I'll have the shirts done for you. And in one day, he had the shirts done for me. He says, don't worry about paying me right now. We talk about that when you come back. So he got me 21 shirts. I asked for 20. He gave me 21. I was like, wow, he gave me an extra one. He gave me a tip. So I go to Puerto Rico, and I'm saying to the Lord, okay, Lord, I've never been here before. I'm in this airport. I know everybody speaks Spanish, so we can communicate, but how do I get the right person now? So I start asking the Lord. And I say, Lord, before I get into that flight, I need to find someone that I can leave this church with. And right there, I saw this funny guy. He's a co-worker. He's playing boxing with one of the other co-workers. And I said, that's the guy. I just knew in my spirit that was the guy. I go up to him. I explain to him in Spanish what we're doing, what this is all about. And I said, do you know someone, a co-worker or a local church, that will be willing to take this and spread it out like wildfire? Because I know Puerto Rico has gone through a big devastation, and we need people here that will pray for others. I said, do you know any believer that will do this? And he's looking at me. He says, yes, me. And I was like, praise the Lord. I knew I didn't miss it. So he got super excited. I had all my details, every detail in there. I had the cards with the number, with the emails. Everything was there. And he was so excited. He says to me, look, I do ministry here in the airport. He said, I got a shoe shine business here. And all I do is talk to people about Jesus. So the thing is, I did that. And right there when I'm done, I had to give my ticket to go in my flight. I mean, right there. Once I was done with him, I went straight in. And then we planted another church in Puerto Rico, in Dominican Republic, two churches, because I gave them five and five shirts, five and six. I gave one six, and I gave the other. And I explained to them. And the reason why I know God wanted us to do it this way was because my grandma was a woman of prayer. And why not do something in honor of her name? You know, plant in prayer. And let me tell you something. When you are obedient to the Lord, God opens doors for you. Ever since, who would have thought that this would have opened doors for me to travel to India, to preach in prisons, to preach in schools? I mean, things have unfolded that I had no idea would unfold because of obedience to the Lord. And when you have a relationship in prayer with the Lord, I mean, that is, when you understand what prayer really means, you will not say, oh, I don't like praying. That will not come out of your mouth. Because prayer is something that once you really engage in prayer, you don't want to stop. You do not want to stop. You just want to keep praying and keep praying. And there are times, to be honest with you, my wife could testify to this, I disappear and I start praying. I just disappear. When I was back here, I would disappear all the time and come around the property and just pray. Because God would just tug in my heart, you need to pray. And sometimes I didn't know what about. And next thing you know, I'm just praying about things that I didn't even know I was going to be praying about. And that's what God wants for all of us believers, to have a relationship with him in prayer. He does not want us to just come before him when we need stuff. He wants us to come before him because we love him and we want to know more about him. A lot of times we don't get answered prayers because we don't have a relationship with God in prayer. So we cannot expect anything of the Lord in that sense. You know, and there are times that God does answer our prayers, and because we are disconnected, we don't see the results of that answer prayer. Amen? I'm going to read something here in Psalm 71. O Lord, I have come to you for protection. Don't let me be disgraced. Save me and rescue me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me and set me free. Be my rock of safety where I can always hide. Give the order to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of cruel oppressors. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I trusted you, O Lord, from childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb, you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. You see that? That is prayer. That is how God wants us to come before him. He wants you to come as you. He doesn't want you to come as someone else. He wants you to be yourself. He wants you to speak to him the way you are. Because he already knows what's in your heart. He already knows what the thoughts that passes through your mind. So when you come before him, don't come thinking you're higher than what you really are. Just come before him as yourself. If you don't feel good, say, Lord, I don't feel good. I feel wasted. Lord, I need your help. I need your touch. That's how God wants us to come before him. David knew this. Right here it says author unknown, but this, if you read the pattern of this chapter, this is David. This is David speaking. And God wants us to understand that since we were young, he always was with us. And in this verse, you see it, that he goes, when I was young, you were here. When I was an infant, you were here. When I was in my mother's womb. And he's telling you step by step, you've been there from the beginning. From the beginning. And I know many of you here, many of you are not believers. Most are. But I want you to know, even though you are not serving God, he's still there. And he's still waiting. And he's still wanting a relationship with you. Today, I had the awesome opportunity to preach in a school and preach to middle schoolers and high schoolers, over 160 students. And when I said yes to the pastor, I forgot I had this engagement the same week, the same day. But you know what? Sometimes God does those things, and we just got to be obedient. So the reality is now I have to preach to 160 kids that are rebels, that really are not in a place that they're listening to anyone. They don't want to listen, especially middle schoolers nowadays. It is tough. And when I was preparing, I was asking the Lord in prayer. I was like, Lord, what is it you want me to bring these young people? Because what's the point of me going and just bringing a message that's going to go to one ear and out to the other? What's the point? You see, when God wants us to do something, it's to transform a situation. If you speak in a church or you speak outside somewhere, it's to change things around. It's not just to speak. And I have that strong conviction in my heart that whenever you are put in a position to speak, you are speaking on behalf of God, and you have to go with that seriousness. You need to be serious about it. You need to have integrity about it. And you need to deliver it with confidence, understanding that you at the moment are speaking on behalf of the Lord. And the way I saw it was like, these kids belong to the Lord. They're not my kids. They're not the school's kids. They belong to the Lord. And a lot of these kids are troubled. A lot of these kids have issues at home, things that they're going through that nobody has any idea of. So now I'm like, Lord, I need you to help me. because I don't want to just go waste my time. And I don't want to go speak to a bunch of kids that are just going to be all over the place and not even listen. I'd rather not do it. So when I started asking the Lord this in prayer, I just opened my Bible. I was going to start searching, but I didn't even get to search. I just opened it up, and it landed on Psalm 71, what I just read to you. But before I opened the Bible, the Lord put in my heart, in my mind, what he spoke to me was this. I want you to tell them that I care for them, that they matter to me. And when I heard the Lord speak that, and I opened my Bible, and I just saw Psalm 71, it just took me, where he says, from my mother's womb, you have cared for me. That was the first words that I saw. And I was like, whoa. And I read it from Psalm, I started from the beginning, I was like, truly you are God. Truly God is faithful. He is who he says he is. He is not a liar. He is faithful to the very end. You know, when I got there, they were all over the place, to be honest with you. And when they got me there, they prayed. I started speaking. The first thing I told them was, listen, I know you're young, and I know you're not going to look at me when I'm speaking to you. That's fine. You're in that age. I understand that. But I know your ears are going to be paying attention. That's what I need today. And I said, I want to speak to you what I believe the Lord wants me to tell you today. And I was like, and it's serious, because life is serious. And every decision we make in life has a consequence, has an outcome. So I started speaking to them. And I said, God wanted you to know today that he cares for you, that he loves you, and he has a plan for your life. And I just started speaking to them about that. I started giving them testimonies of when I was young, how I was involved in gang activities, how I got jumped one time, how I almost got jumped by 3 different gangs, how I almost had to flee to the Dominican Republic because they wanted to kill me. I started telling them all these things, stages, and it only took me 20 minutes. It only took me 20 minutes. I'm telling you, my kids were there, my 2 older girls and my wife, and you could hear a pin drop. There was such a silence that it was not a normal silence. It was a supernatural silence. I've never experienced that before in this capacity. Let me tell you, the fear of God touched everyone in that room, including the teachers. Listen, while I was still speaking, there was a whole bunch of kids broken down crying. When I made the calling, like over 30 of them showed up to the front. 15 of them gave their lives to Christ. And by the end, nobody wanted to leave, and everybody started crying. People were hugging each other. The teachers, they were marveled, and they said, this has never happened in the history of this school. So because of that, now they're going to start an after-school program with mentorship for these students that just gave their lives to the Lord today. So my point is, this all started with prayer. This all started with prayer. We all have a responsibility as believers to be faithful in prayer. God calls you as an individual to be a voice, to be a mouthpiece for the Lord. You understand? And if you're not responsible with that, he will hold you accountable for that. He will. It doesn't mean you're going to hell, but God will hold you accountable for the things he has put in your hands. And we need to all be responsible with that. So I tell you this because God is awesome. He is faithful. He is good. And my experience today blew my mind. It really did. It really blew my mind. And I'm going to also tell you something else that's coming up. Next month, Pastor, I got invited to Tampa. There's going to be an outreach of 6,000 people, and they want me to bring a team of Tap Me If You Need Prayer. So with the pastor permission, we could set up a team here and go to Tampa. We're the only ones given that privilege because no one else could bring their religious stuff. They just want us to go because we don't fall under the guidelines that the county put. So because of that, we are able to minister freely to all kinds of kids that are going to be there that day. So that's all I have for today, guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity. God bless you, Pastor Gary. And here we go.